Please.
First case, case number 10206, Stephen D. Ward, south of Route 22, south of East Harbor Drive, being lot 255 within White House Beach Mobile Home Park. They're seeking a variance separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
State your name and place of residence, please.
My name is Stephen Ward, and I live at 1345 Sterling Drive, York, Pennsylvania.
All right. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you. I'm not sure if everybody has a copy of my submission, but the first drawing that's dated May 3rd was a proposed location for a 24 by 66 foot trailer located on lot 255 in White House Beach. We hired a professional survey to go out there and mark the lot corners and do this preliminary survey. And as you can see on there, it looked like everything was supposed to fit on the lot and meet all the variances, 20 feet from each dwelling and 10 feet from the property lines or the lot lines. The second drawing, which is dated June 10th, is our final survey. And you can see on there that the dimensions aren't the same as on the original drawing. The unit was pinned. The trailer was set within those pins. And I contacted the surveyor, asked him why we didn't have the 20 feet from the one dwelling on lot 254. And at that time, he hemmed and hawed and said that he just averaged it out, and he didn't think that it was that important. And of course, as it's turned out, it has become very important. I talked to the supplier of the home to see if they could move it. They have some, I don't know if they call it a caterpillar or whatever it is, to move it on the piers. They said that they could move it a few inches, but they didn't think they could move it the required amount to get it to be 20 feet from the other dwelling, and that probably the best thing to do is to apply for a variance, which is what I'm doing here tonight. So that's pretty much all I have.
Who was your surveyor?
Walter Todd.
Bud, how does this relate to the arrangement we have with White House Beach for an overall survey?
All they're doing now is just bringing it in. We have an overall survey, and they're just bringing individual surveys in.
We do have an overall, though?
Yeah. Well, not right now. They're working on that.
So we don't have one.
So some of them have them and don't, you know what I mean, up to this point. Some of them were marked, like you said. Some were marked, some of them weren't. That's the reason we wanted the overall survey.
But we don't have it yet.
But how do we know if this was one that they started out with that was properly marked, or don't we?
All I can go is by what the survey was.
Who was the supplier?
Chesapeake Mobile Home Sales out of Del Mar.
Chesapeake.
See, and you can see that when I looked at it, it was June 10th. So. See, all they know is that their instructions are they must have a survey when they come in. And so when they took this, you supplied the survey, right? And it was
a current
survey. So.
Yep, but what we don't know is how this relates to an overall, right. if it in fact it ties in at all, because we don't know this is the guy who's doing the overall for
right. Well, survey we requested.
But how come there's two requests for separation? I mean, one should be sufficient to the porch, seven and a half, and that should cover the other.
That should cover everything, yes. Okay. We're just showing you, they're not taking any chances on White House Beach. That's the reason.
Gotcha.
They want you to see everything.
What we're talking about, Mr. Ward, so that you're not in a complete fog over there, is White House Beach does not have on record a survey showing each and every lot and the four corners of each one, which makes it impossible for the county to figure out whether or not your actual placement is correct, whether or not lot coverage is appropriate, and a couple of other things that have to be verified. And there is an arrangement that has been reached with White House Beach to have an overall survey done. We just can't tell from looking at what Mr. Todd has drawn if that relates to or comes from the large survey, or if he did what they were doing before we reached that arrangement, which was just kind of laying out a lot wherever they thought one should exist, which was not sufficient. So I think what the board will probably do is to defer your application until we can figure out how that relates to White House Beach's overall progress.
Okay.
How will that affect his occupancy permit? I mean, that's what he's after.
I don't know that he's going to get one without a variance.
He would not get one without a variance.
Without a variance.
Correct.
But can you contact White House Beach and tell them not to, I mean, put him in that kind of position now? I mean, instead of getting a variance and everything?
Well, okay. I can do that based on the fact that we haven't got the whole park.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, okay. He spent his time from Pennsylvania coming down here.
I think
I'll contact him.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because they were represented by a council when they reached that agreement with the county, so
right.
they should have taken some actions to.
I think that should be right, Rick.
Yeah.
It's unfair. You know, he's had a survey and he's come all the way down, and then they haven't complied. So I think we've got council.
He's done what the county's asked.
He has, yes, but they haven't. Appreciate that, Mr. Earl, if you'll look into that. Okay, are there any further questions then, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Meadows? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we table case number 10,206 until we can get clarification.
To what, John?
We get clarification
from the office. Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 10,206 until we get some clarification from the office in regards to the surveys. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, sir.
Case number 10,207.